Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Beis, the first daf here in Maseches Moed Katan, which the Sefer Hasidim calls a Meis Mitzvah, because there are so many people that do not learn Maseches Moed Katan. Some think it's an Ayin Hara for the third parak, which is all about Inyani Avelus. So the Sefer Hasidim says you have to learn it. You have to learn it because it is a Masechta in Shas, and many stay away from it, but Baruch Hashem, in the world of Daf Yomi, there's no Masechta that we stay away from. We learn every single Masechta every single day as we continue. So today's topic, we'll talk about, comes up at the end of the Daf, on Beis Mabeis, and that's the Sugya of Shemitah Bezman Hazeh. The Kedusha, the level of Kedusha Bezman Hazeh regarding Shemitah. Where does this come up? The first Mishnah here tells us in Maseches Moed Katan that one is allowed to water certain types of fields, beis hashlachin, water, fields that need irrigation, that don't rely on the rain. The rain is not enough for them, so one is allowed to water them on Chol HaMoed, Moed Katan, Chol HaMoed, and during Shemitah. That is what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah, the Gemara goes through, why is that allowed? Right, you're not allowed to do malacha during Chol HaMoed, as Rashi said on the Mishnah, based on the Gemara in Masech later on, in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, Lo Masor Nakasav Alal HaChachamim. The Chachamim tell us what malacha is asr or malacha is mutter. Is it an Issa Darais? Is it Issa Darabanan? But the Issa malacha in Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, though, I understand while on Chol HaMoed it's asr because Chol HaMoed doesn't have the regular definition of Isser. Right? There's an issues of tircha. And if it's tircha, b'makam seda, where this field would be lost if I don't water it on Chol HaMoed, so then sharu le rabbanan, because it's an issa d'rabbanan, because the issue of malach on Chol HaMoed is bishum tircha. Ela shvius, but when it comes to Shemitah, that is a malacha daraisa, as is described in Parshas Bahar, certain malachos, as the Gemara is going to get into. Bein lamadar Rabbi Shimon Zoreya, bein lamadar Rabbi Shimon Choresh. The Gemara just quoted a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. When I water plants, which malacha am I doing? Am I doing Choresh because I'm softening the earth, or plowing, or am I doing Zoreya? I'm causing it to grow better. So either way, Zriya v'charisha b'shvias mishari, so then why would I be able to do this during Shemitah? Why can I water the plants during Shemitah? So the Gemara later on tomorrow's daf, because it's going to come up with a chiluk, which we didn't get to yet, that has to do with stume pile or avruye ilane, the difference between promoting growth versus making sure it doesn't die. Right? So that's a chiluk that we know, we passing like within in Yoni Shemitah, and that coming up later on. But before we get there, the Gemara here has two other deus. So how could you water the plants during Shemitah? So Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, maybe our Mishnah is holding like the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the Kedusha of Shemitah, Bizman Azez, Darabanan, meaning, you really, when Shemitah is Daraisa, you're not allowed to water the fields, because that's an Issa Daraisa. But Bizman Azeh, our Mishnah is talking about Bizman Azeh, and it's like the Shita of Rebbe, that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is Darabanan. Where does he say this? The Braisa quotes, the Rebbe Omer, Vizeh Devar Hashmita Shamot. So we have two Lashonos of Shmita in a row, Hashmita Shamot. So we say, Bishtei Hashmita Zakaz Medaber. So the Pasuk is alluding to two Shmitos. What two Shmitos? Rashi quotes. It says, by Shmitas Ksafim, the Shmita of forgiving loans, one of the halachas of Shemitah. So it says there, Shemitah Shemot, so we compare Achas Shemitah's Karkav, Achas Shemitah's Ksafim, whether we're talking about the Shemitah of letting the land lie fallow, or the forgiving the loans, Bizman Sha'atah Meshamit Karka, Atah Meshamit Ksafim, at a time when you're Meshamit Karka, that you're Meshamit Ksafim, they go together. Bizman Shi'iyatah Meshamit Karka, Iyatah Meshamit Ksafim, and Bizman Hazeh, it is not Daraisa. Why isn't it Daraisa? Because it's totally on Yovel, which we'll get to soon. And Yovel Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan. Rashi, Bizman Shi'iyata Mishamit Karka, Vechulu, Michlal, Diikazma, Delo Mishamit Karka. It's mashma that there is some time period that Shemitah is not going to be Daraisa. That's what it sounds like from the Limud. Because the Limud is, when one's Daraisa, the other's Daraisa. Mashma that there's going to come a time when they're not Daraisa. When one's Darabanan, the other's Darabanan, and therefore, maybe it's Shitas Rebbe that for some reason, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Darabanan. We'll have to see why. That's today's topic. Then Rabba quotes, no, Afilutem Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe, who hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, the Mishnah could also work out. Why? Because watering plants during Shemitah is not an Av of Shemitah, it's a Tolda of Shemitah. And unlike Shabbos, where Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa, The only difference is carbon. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Beis. During Shemitah, Avosur Daraisa, Tolosur Darabanan. Right, Tolosur Darabanan. So even if you want to say Shemitah is Daraisa, but this act of watering is Darabanan. Avos Asur Rachmana, Tolosur Asur Rachmana. Dechsevu, Bashana Shvi, Shabbat, Shabbat, Yala Aret, Satchalo Sizra, Vechulu, the Gemara continues. Why does it say these specific ones? Lamai Hilchasa Kazvidu Rachmana, Lameimer Dahani, Tolos Machayev, Achranaisa, Lo Mechayev. Okay, so why would Shemitah be Durabanan Bizman Hazeh? This is also a crucial question for Halacha Lamaisa. The whole sugya of Heter Mechira, of selling portions of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew for Shemitah purposes, has many aspects to that sugya, but the first step is to say Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan. If we say Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, is biblical, so then you can't get to the first stage of Heter Mechira. So the idea of Heter Mechira has, again, a number of different issues that come up, but the first one is this one, the level of sanctity of the land. So three steps, really, three sugyas to look at in terms of determining Shemitah Bizman Hazeh be Daraisa Darabanan. Number one, the first two are not specific Shemitah ones. It's about Eretz Yisrael. In general, the Rambam tells us, we've discussed this Rambam often, the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaMechira, in Perek Vav, Halacha, Tez Vav and Tez Zayin, the Rambam there says that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh are different. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, once Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it never lost that Kedusha. The Kedusha of Har HaBayis of Yerushalayim is just as strong today as it was in the days of the Mikdash. Ubemen is kasha b'kedusha rishona, shekisha shlomo, shehu kideh shazara, v'Yerushalayim l'shaita, v'kideh shosan l'asa lava. And that is why the Rambam paskins, we had this earlier in Megillah on Daf Yud, afal makriven b'karbanos kula, v'yishen shon bayis banui. Theoretically, conceptually, we're allowed to bring karbanos today. We have to know exactly where to put the Mizbeach. We'd have to know what to do with the Kohanim, and Kohanim Yuchasim, and Big Dekahuna, and Rachas Yodayim Veraglayim. Many details we'll have to know, but conceptually, you can bring Karbanos today. Why? Because the Kedusha of the spot is full. And I can eat Karbanos in the Azara spot, even though there are no walls. V'yena Mukefas Mechitza. V'ochlin Kacham Kal, Ma'aseh Shini, B'chol Yerushalayim. Avo B'yishay Sham Choma. Why? Because the Kedusha of Har HaBayis and Yerushalayim is eternal from the moment it started. But for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it's not. It wasn't eternal. But so that's the Rambam explains. The Bani Alamani Yomer B'Mikdash Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Asalavo U'B'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael Lo Kitchel Asalavo. The first Kedusha that Yeshua Ben Nun sanctified the land with all of the rest of Bnei Yisrael, that was not eternal. Why? Lafisha kedushas hamikdash v'Yerushalayim ibnei Ashchina v'Shchina ena betela. Because the kedusha of Yerushalayim of the Beis Hamikdash is totally on Hashem's presence there, and once Hashem rested His presence there, it's forever. V'Hari Omer v'Ashimosi es mikdashechem. I will make desolate the mikdash. V'Yamar Chacham al pisha shom mikdash neimomdim. Like we had in the Mishnah in the end of Megillah. Even though they're desolate, they're still b'kedusha. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha flows from Kibush Rabim, from the conquering of the lands that Bnei Yisrael did when they went in. And once we were, so to speak, unconquered, once the other nations conquered us, once Bavel sent us into Galus, so then it lost its Kedusha. If the Kedusha was totally on Kibush, so then once we were Nechbash, so then it loses its Kedusha. So that's why the first original Kedusha was lost. But then the Rambam says, "V'kiva shel Allah Ezra v'kitcha, lo kitcha v'kiva shel b'chazaka shechzikuba." Famous words of the Rambam. Once Ezra went up and sanctified it, it no longer. The second time we went into the land of Israel by Shiva Sion, it wasn't sanctified through kibush, but through chazaka, through settlement. And settlement is never undone. Only kibush, conquering, is undone, and not settlement. So the Rambam says that's why Bizman Hazeh, the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, is Daraisa. Because that Kedusha of the second sanctification, that lasts forever. What's the difference? This is step one. So if we stop here, without getting this far as yet, the Rambam holds that Kedusha is Daraisa. There wasn't Kedusha in between. in between the first and the second Mikdash, because once we lost the first Mikdash and we went into Galus, then that was based on Kibush, and Kibush undoes Kibush. But once we went in the second time, that was totally on settlement, and for some reason the Rambam says settlement is never undone, that Kedusha. And therefore, Lefichach, Kol Makom Shechziku Bo Ole Bavel, any place where the Ole Bavel, who went up for the second base of Mikdash, settled, V'niskadish B'Kedushas Ezra Shniyah, Harehu Mekudash Hayom. It's sanctified today. And even though it was taken from us, we went into exile a second time. As I explained in Hilchos Truma. So that's an important Ha'ara. The Rambam says, look in Hilchos Truma, which we will have to. But if we stopped here, so step one is Kedushas Ha'aretz is Daraisa. Because Kedusha Rishona is Lo Kishel Asalavo, but Kedusha Shnia is Kishel Asalavo. There is a huge discussion in the Mefarshim, which we might have had Shi'irim about. What's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? So we understand the Rambam's Maskana, that Kedusha of the land is biblical today, but is Daraisa. So, but why is Kibush undone? Kibush undoes Kibush, but Chazaka, settlement, is not undone. So there's big discussions. The Kesef Mishnah here says, I don't know. Eini Yodea. Makoach Chazaka, Golda, Mikoach Kibush. V'lamalo nomar, why don't you say Chazaka too? Once we settle, once other people settle it, so then it loses it. Even by the first one, we conquered it, but then we settled there, right? All the shvatim. Atu mia difa chazaka below kibush me chazaka im kibush v'tzarech li'i. And the Kesef Mishnah does not understand the chilek between the Rambam's kibush and chazaka. The Tosfos Yontif in Idios, where this is discussed in the eighth parak, talks about the kedusha rishon, a kishal aside, the kishal love or not. The Tosfos Yontif has a couple of possibilities. Venerali Latarates, he says, Desfirali, the Kibush Nachrim also, Mavat the Kibush Israel. Conquering, Memela, conquering is war. So war understandably goes by who won. So if I win a war, but then somebody else beats me, so then they win. You understand? That's called Kibush Milchama, goes back and forth and back and forth. That's understandable. But the second time when we went up, that wasn't war. We were given permission by the non-Jewish Persian government to build the Beis HaMikdash, resettle the land. So there, all the nations of the world allowed us. That wasn't war. That was an allowance that we had. So who's going to take that away? Once we had permission, so then it can't be taken away. Mashenkin b'chazaka shechziku mi'an melech paras. Shenasalam rishayon la'achzikba. We had permission. Lo'asa kibush m'avadal l'chazaka shehoisa midas hanosein. That was given midas hanosein. And you can't say that then it was taken away because the Nevi'im said that it would be taken away. No. The other nations took it. And in karkan exelus, that's the Tosfos Yontif. So the Kesef Mishnah, Sorachi, and the Tosfos Yontif has a suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik has another beautiful suggestion at the beginning of, he talks about it in, we're going to talk about this in Al Hatshuva, where he talks about the Kedusha, what is between Kibush and Chazaka? What was the Mekadesh? What was the halachic sanctifier, so to speak, of the land? So he explains, from the first time we went in, it was from out to in. Right, what happened with Yeshua? Yeshua, we went into Eretz Yisrael, we conquered Yericho, and we went one by one by one and conquered and conquered and conquered the 31 kings until finally we got to Yerushalayim, and ultimately we bought the land for the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately we built the Beis HaMikdash. So it was from out, getting closer in, closer in, closer in, closer in, until we came to Yerushalayim. It was from without, from within. So what was the sanctification of the land? What gave it Kedusha? It was the conquering. But the other way, what did Ezra and Nehemiah do? Really, Nehemiah. Ezra came later. How was that sanctification take place? It was from within to without. First, we went to Yerushalayim. First, we built the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Kedusha spread out. Right? The Psukim describe in Ezra and Nehemiah how they try to get people to live near Yerushalayim. They were living all the way out in the other cities. We wanted to strengthen the land from within. What was the sanctification of the second time? It was the Beis HaMikdash. It was the Aron and the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's eternal. Because it was not just the conquering from within out to within. It was the opposite direction, conceptually. From within to without. And therefore, that is a type. It was a type of Hakdasha that's similar to what the Rambam said about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that's eternal because that comes from Hashem. And the Hashras HaShechina. The whole second Hakdasha of Eretz Yisrael, had that, and therefore it lasts forever. There are other suggestions also. The Meshech Chachma, this week's Parsha and Parsha B'Shalach discusses the difference. We'll see if there's time to get back to that. But either way, that is all step number one. If you read this Rambam, the Kedusha Rishona, Kishel L'Shaitzav, Kishel L'Zolavo, the Kedusha Shnia, Kishel L'Zolavo. And therefore, if we stop here, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Da'araisa. But the Rambam himself says, look what I wrote at Hilchos Trumos. So if you look at Hilchos Trumos, now we get to the second step. There's a new concept called Bias Kolchem. Bias Kolchem, it says, Ki Savo El Ha'aretz. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Trumos, the end of the first parak, Truma Bizman Hazeh, Afilu B'makam Shechziku Oli Bavel, Afilu B'Mei Ezra, Truma Bizman Hazeh, Truma Sed Maisris. What level obligation is that today? The Rambam says, even when they came back, and I know what I wrote in Hilchos Beis Abchira, that the land's kedusha is daraisa. He says, Eidem and Atara Lami Devrayim, it's only Durabanan today. Why? She'ein lecha truma shel Torah ela be'eretz Yisrael, u'bizman she'yu kol Yisrael sham. Only when the land, the Jewish people are there. When the Jewish people are there, that's where Trumas and Maisus are daraisa. Right, so it's fascinating. The kedusha of the land is dependent on the population and the Jews' presence there. She'ne'amar ki savo'u bias kolchem kishahayi b'Yerusha Rishona, when we all went in the first Yerusha. U'kamo she'en atzidin lachzor b'Yerusha Shlishis, and like that's going to happen in the third. Lok shayu b'Yerusha b'Shniya, like not like when we came up in Shivasion. Shaisa b'Mei Ezra, shaisa bias miksasa. That was only if only certain Jews came. Lefichach lochiva osamen haTorah. So only since the Jewish people's presence determines the Kedusha, so because we didn't come back by Kedusha Shnia, it's only Drabanan. That Lashon of Bias Kolchem in Chazal only appears by Chala. Only appears by Chala. And that's what Reb Chaim points out. The Rambam borrows it to Trumas and Maisrus, and if we put together what he wrote in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, he's saying it by Shemitah too. Say Geba Shemitah too. V'chein yirali shehu adin b'maisros shein chayev membe esbanan hazeh ela midivrayim kitruma. So the Rambam says, b'feirish here, trumas and maisros are only drabanan, not because of kedusha rishniya, lo kisha lasalavo. Step one was, it is kadosh lasalavo. Inherently, the land has kedusha. But the problem is, we weren't, we didn't come, and therefore, because we didn't have Bias Kolchem, that's why it is Drabanan. Again, the Rambam here in Hilchos Truma says it beferish by Truma, says it beferish by Maisrus, but the assumption is that he connects it to Shemitah too, because that's what he referred to in Hilchos Beis Bechira. Look what I wrote in Hilchos Trumas. The Ravid here argues, the Ravid says, I think the Rambam's wrong. This concept it doesn't apply to Trumas and Maisrus. Amar Avram, lo kivin lahalacha, yafeh. And that's what it sounds like from the Rambam himself, because the Rambam wrote in the beginning of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumas. The Rambam's lashon there is Truma Maisrus Einan Oheges Min HaTorah Ela Be'eretz Yisrael Bein Bifnei Habayis Bein Shelo Bifnei Habayis. Doesn't that sound like after the Churban? What does that mean? Bein b'fnei abayis. The Rambam says the Rambam himself sounds like it's daraisa even bezman hazeh. What does it mean? Bein b'fnei abayis, bein mishol b'fnei abayis. So all the Mefarshim try to struggle. The Radvaz here says b'fnei abayis means before the Beis Hamikdash was built, and shalom b'fnei abayis means after. Kodem shenivne abayis ulaachar shenivne parm rishona shabo kulam avo bayis sheni shalom bo kulam lo nagu trumas amaisus. Meaning the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah here later on also tries to understand the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in light of the Rambam of Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav, right? Im Hayu, if the Rambam meant in the first Halacha, if we had all the Jews there, then it would be Daraisa, Bei B'fnei Bayis, Bei Shalom B'fnei Bayis. But we didn't. So therefore, it is not enough. But either way, this is step two. So according to this step, so Trumas and Maisrus and Shemitah is Darabanan. Because we didn't have Bias Kolchem. Aye, what about if most Jews come to Eretz Yisrael at a certain point, right, in history? Does that change things? Maybe. Maybe. It's Bias Kolchem, though. Is Rove enough? Is the majority enough? Is Kolchem? You're right, very few came during Shivasion, but this is step number two. Finally, we get to step number three, which is Argamar. The first two concepts we just spoke about is nothing to do with Shemitah specifically. It's about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in general, and Bias Kolchem, which applies to all mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz. But then we have the third. The Rishalmi and Shemitah in the 10th parak, the last parak, mentioned Shitas Rebbe. Shitas Rebbe links Shemitah to Yovel. Yovel, for sure, we don't have bisman hazeh. Because Yovel requires, and what Erechid says, Alamed Beis, Kol Yoshvei Aleha, which means not only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, but the Jews in their proper Shevet. And that we're not going to have till Eliyahu HaNavi comes. For all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael in their proper Shevet. Rebbe connects Shemitah to Yovel. So if Yovel Bizman Azez Durabanan, there is no Yovel at all, we skip Yovel, so then Shemitah Bizman Azez is Durabanan. In the Yerushalmi, the Shita of Rebbe is quoted only, but here, as we have in our Gemara, when we cut in Daf Beis, it's Machlokas. Machlokas Rebbe and the other Rabbanan. So this Machlokas appears two places here, in the Sugya of watering plants during Shemitah, and also in Gittin, in the Sugya of Prisbal. How could Hillel do Prisbal? What about Shemitah? Is it Daraisa? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe Prisbal is only going to the Rebbe, which holds Shemitah Bizman Azeh is Durabanan. But this is the third issue. Right, and that's why, the Gemara says Yovel, because we need Kol Yoshvei Aleha. Who do we paskin like? So many Rishonim paskin like Rebbe. Right, the Ramban and the Rash paskin like the Rabbanan, but the Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Pashas of the Rambam in Yud Tes, in Hilchos Shemitah, Pashas of the Rambam is like Rebbe, which means there's a specific reason that Shemitah would be Durabana Bizman Azeh. That's the Rambam. V'noheges Shviyas Ba'aretz Midivrehem. That's the words of the Rambam in Perek Yud Halachates relating to, and he quotes Shitas Rebbe. Pashas, he quotes Shitas Rebbe. Right, the Kazamisha tries to re-understand it, but that is the Shita. So Pashas, many Rishonim, based on the third discussion, hold Durabana. Again, number one, Kedushas Ha'aretz. The Rambam passing is Kishul HaShayta V'Kishul HaSalavo. Some Rishonim, the Sefer HaTrumah says it's Durabanan, but we Rishonim say, step one, that's Daraisa. Step two, the Rambam says there's no B'yas Kolchem, and therefore it's Durabanan. And number three, it's a Shemitah issue, so that would make it Durabanan too. There's a lot of Lumdis, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik talks about the difference between these two concepts of B'yas Kolchem and Kol Yoshvei Aleha. We don't have time to go into that now, but again, there's much to talk about in the sugyas, but that is why step one of Kedushas Haaretz being Durabanan is what Rove of the Mefarshim agree to. Regarding the Heta Mechira, there might be other issues that are brought up, but Rove assumed that it's Durabanan. There is a minority that assumes maybe Shemitah is different, the Kedushas Haaretz regarding selling, the Chazon Ish, but that is generally what the most of the Mefarshim explain. Okay, we'll stop here.